Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell your product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes, I am interested in it.
Very or somewhat?
Very much.
Thank you very much. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
Other.
This is just for demographic purposes.
African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of public schools is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
A little what important.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No confidence at all.
And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote against it due to the fact that they have money, but they just don't know how to handle the money. And I think it's wrong that taxpayers have to put the bill for the schools to be in the condition they're in when they have taxpayers out here doing their best to have their kids have a better education. But if everybody has a hand in it, it's not going to do any good.
Okay, thank you very much for your...
Yes.
Yeah. Related to that, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one reflects best your views. The first one is, because of the rise in the costs of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Well, there's two things. Mm-hmm. One, taxpayers can't afford to constantly keep having money for property taxes. You know, they can't afford it. Property taxes are so expensive. Then you have homeowners insurance. You can't afford it. Mm-hmm. It's like they're running you out of the city. You can't afford it.
That sounds
justified.
So, about the two statements, should that be the first one or the second one?
Hmm.
The one that reflects best your views.
I want to say support the school system. I mean, I'm up in the air with that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
we can move on. All right. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each one of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Yeah, I prefer to pass on that one too because there's something, you know.
But would that statement influence you strongly, somewhat, a little or not at all, to support the 20-year millage renewal? That's all we want to know.
I don't think I will probably will support it.
So mm-hmm. not at all influenced or influenced a little?
I'm not influenced with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next one is learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Well, the poor is getting poor and the rich getting richer. So
would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all to support the 20-year millage renewal?
A little bit, maybe.
Thank you. The next one is learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
That's true.
So would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, a little or not at all?
They would influence.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
I strongly agree with that.
So that would be strongly influenced?
Yes.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
If that's the case, I strongly agree with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that. I'm just saying things, but I'm really not into that because. Like I said before, they're just taking it and doing what they want with the money, you know, and it's not right for the it's not right for the student.
I understand. Yes, I understand. We just want to see if that would influence you. It's just a what if, right? So there's no right or wrong right now. So the last one for this section is learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Yes, I strongly agree
with that. Mm-hmm. Now that we have talked a bit more about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I probably will. It all depends on at that time. I don't know what that, you know, where I'll be at 2045.
Yeah. Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No, they all graduated.
Are you or anyone in your household a teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate
so college,
or...
college and grad.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our survey. I once again, thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.